This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian. Good evening, Basha.
Good evening, Tian. How are you?
I'm very well. You're on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio tonight on 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-569-949. You can even email it onair@joy.org.au. What have we got coming up on the show, Basha?
Well, tonight we're going to be talking to a special guest, the one I mentioned last week. She's going to be sharing her coming out story about her telling her mum. And she's coming to share her little story. So this is great.
So our lovely guest Kat is in the studio. How are you going over there, Kat?
Really good, thanks.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am actually.
All right, shush now. We'll get back to you. What else have we got on the show?
Well, you sent me a lovely link. It was the Vice Guide to Being a Lesbian. So the A to Z Guide.
It is
and,
lovely.
We'll be examining and discussing.
She does seem like one very angry person.
She does. Yes. We'll get into that later.
We're also going to be looking into the events listing for this weekend. I know it's going to be a huge weekend.
As it always is.
As it always is in Melbourne. We do go off a bit, don't we?
Mm.
And we're hoping to share a columnist who's given some advice to a 27-year-old male virgin about insights into the female sexual anatomy. So we hope to get to that later on in the show, but we might miss it. We'll see how we go for time.
If not, you'll just have to wait till next week.
That is very true. Mm. Now, of course, I want to talk about something very important, something that's really inspired me this week, Basha.
I know, you were sending me this link and all this stuff. You were all over the place.
I was, but I'm really excited. I love it when I get excited about something, you know.
I know, it's good.
Get into a little bit of
a
tizzy.
So what have you got excited about? Please tell our listeners.
Well, I was looking on Facebook and I noticed a lovely man by the name of Travis had created a group called Lost Gay Melbourne. Now, the idea of this group, of course, it's absolutely fantastic. Basically, you can jump on there and, you know, share.
Yeah.
Photos, images, flyers, pictures, posters, anything that you've possibly got that you have come through and, you know, experienced yourself or that you have found along the way from your experiences in Melbourne gay history. Now, I mentioned on the Facebook wall for this amazing group that we'd be talking about it on the show tonight, and Travis had this to say: "Please, Tian, let people know that despite the name being Lost Gay Melbourne, that gay is used in the broadest meaning of the word, and that everyone is invited to share their stories regardless of gender, sexuality, race, or age. We really want to hear from all the amazing women, trans folk, bi folk, and our straight community supporters and allies. There is also a centralised resource page set up, Lost Gay Cities, to bring together all the cities in this social media movement so we can communicate, coordinate and act together." Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. And I was looking at the site and it's just brilliant to see these photos and you know, you can really tell what genre these photos were taking. And you can see the 80s lesbians with their big hair.
Oh, I love it.
And, you know,
I love it.
It's just great. It's just a great site. You just have to go on and have a look. And if you have any of these photos, please, please, please share them.
Now, same have also done an article on Lost Gay Cities, and they've been sharing, you know, information about these historical Facebook groups. Now, there's quite a lot of them that have popped up, and I do believe that it started with Sydney.
I believe so. Yes,
Sydney Lost Gay Sydney. Yeah.
Yeah, Lost Gay Sydney. No, that sounds about right. No, I think that was the name of the page, yes.
Now, they've also got Lost Gay Melbourne, Lost Gay Newcastle, Lost Gay Christchurch, Brisbane Gay History, Lost Gay Adelaide, Lost Gay Perth, Lost Gay Daylesford. Go Daylesford.
Got to have Daylesford in there.
But they're also looking for someone with links to Tropical Fruits to run the Lost Gay Lismore page as well. So if you know anyone that knows anyone that knows anyone, maybe you could help out. Jump onto Facebook, find Lost Gay Melbourne or work your way from there and get in touch with these guys because they're amazing. Alternatively, you can jump onto the same site or even head over to joy.org.au. Find our page and link with us on social media and we'll be getting all of those sites up there later on our Facebook page.
Yes, we will.
Oh, it is fantastic. I highly recommend it. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and we are so happy to be here. Well, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We are so glad to be here.
We are.
Please send us a text if you have managed to get over and check out the Lost Gay Melbourne or Sydney or Brisbane or wherever city you'd like to. These are amazing sites that are popping up all over the interwebs at the moment that are examining our history, our big gay history, and they're just fantastic, aren't they?
They are great. And we've got a message. It says, "Oops, my boobs. Boobs in the house tonight." Hey, Mousy.
Hi, Mousy. Look, if you would like to send us a text, please do. And line here is 0427JOY949. You can even send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. Now we are joined by a very special guest. Hello over there, Kat.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm very well, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Basha's all right too.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, you know, you managed to find us in here. It's very difficult to find us occasionally.
Yes.
Now, we are protecting your identity this evening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've come up with a great name for you.
I do love the name.
Yes, Kat.
I'm glad you like the name Kat.
It's a good choice.
I picked it up on the fly and just thought, yes, I'll just use that name.
We'll just go with it.
We'll just go with it. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Now, we're here to talk to you about something that's very, very important. Mm. You are at a huge crossroads in your life.
Yes.
You are, you know, enough about me. Go on.
So,
tell us all about it.
A few weeks ago, I came out to my mum. So there was a long time coming. I sort of started to tell people, like come out to people at the start of the year. And my mum was someone I'd kind of been hiding from a bit, purely because I was like not sure how she'd react at all. And it was very interesting. I was out with some friends one night, and one of these girls who I'd just met, turned around to me and said, oh, so why doesn't your mum know? And I was like, oh, you know, and I blurted out all these excuses of like, oh, I'm just not ready to tell her. And like, oh, I'm not sure how she reacts. I'm kind of freaking out. And very classic responses from me. It's how I kind of deal with things. And she said, what are you waiting for? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm waiting for.
A sign.
And so it was kind of crazy. I went home that night and was like, what am I waiting for? I'm not waiting for anything. Like, this is just going to have to be me initiating, saying, hey, mum, guess what? And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I kind of was like, okay, I need to set a date. And so I set a date. Wrote it in my phone and was like, this day. And I went out for coffee and it was awesome, actually. I was freaking out, totally freaking out. But I just looked at mum. I almost chickened out. And she was like, oh, we should go home. I'm like, I have something to tell you. And she was like, tell me in the car. And I was like, it's not something I should tell you in the car. And it was to crash and die. And she's like, why would I crash and die? And I'm like, it's just not a car conversation. And she looked at me so funny. She goes, are you pregnant? And I'm like, oh, no, gosh, no. I was like, nah, I'm not straight. And she looked at me and she smiled and she chuckled and was like, yeah, I kind of thought maybe not. And I was like, what? She goes, yeah, I had a conversation with your stepdad a month ago and just about the possibility of you being so inclined and how we deal with that and how we felt about that. And I was like, oh. And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then she proceeded to ask me all of these questions about, like, life and where I wanted to go and if I was dating anyone. And
aww.
Yeah, it was really good.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the open communication.
It's just a beautiful thing. And I'm just so excited because, like, when I saw you 2 weekends ago, you were just, you just seem a different person. Like, okay. you just seem a lot freer and happier.
Mm.
And, yeah, and you just seem more yourself.
Yeah. I reckon
it probably is because of that. So the reaction your mum gave you, was that the one you were expecting or... were you secretly hoping that would be her reaction? What were you, in your head, what were you thinking her reaction would be?
It was weird. I'd kind of been bouncing between like, oh my gosh, my mum's going to reject me, to, oh, you know, well, I have a gay cousin and my mum's like totally cool with that, but I'm her daughter, she's probably going to reject me. Like, no, she'll be fine with it. And so I was kind of not sure, like, at all. And so I guess just in that moment I was like, this could go badly. All really well, but I'm going to do it anyway. So
you didn't have any bags packed or anything, you know, just in case in the boot of the car?
Not that bad.
Okay, see, that's good.
But still pretty nervous. Yeah.
So I'm curious, has this given you a level of, you know, renewed confidence to tell other people in your life?
Yeah, I think it has, purely because I was like, well, at least my family knows now. And so even if I do tell someone else and they're kind of like, oh... we're not going to be your friend anymore.
You still got the family there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you have siblings? Really,
yes, I do.
And do they now know?
No.
Okay, are they younger?
I have a 4-year-old sister. So okay. That's kind of like, yeah, aww. Cute as.
That's
and
cute.
Like, she's whatever. She'll just kind of, I guess, grow up being like, oh, this is okay. But I have a 16-year-old brother and I have no idea at all how he's going to react. And I asked my mum and she's like, yeah, I don't know. And so I'm kind of like, how do I approach this?
I guess it's something you have to look forward to later on.
Yeah.
I suppose because he's younger, you can kind of hold it over him, though. That's, you know, it can be all right.
Yeah.
You know.
Let it grow on him. Just maybe not just tell him. I never actually directly told my sister. My mum actually told my sister. And, yeah, we then had conversations about it. Okay, I was overseas at the time, so it was a bit difficult.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it was just something that then just evolved, I guess. And with my family and, like, immediate family and stuff, I didn't actually tell them. I just...
It's kind of spread.
Yeah, they just started to see that this girl is always with me.
Yeah.
She came to Australia with me. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
I didn't push it in their face, but I didn't hide it. So they sort of came to terms with it in their own way. So I guess, you know, if you're not comfortable saying it, sometimes just showing it and showing that it's normal can actually ease that in, and they can just go okay and not see anything wrong with that.
So we have been talking to Katten in our studio tonight about her coming out to her mum, which is a really amazing journey for her to be going through at the moment. And I'm just inspired. I wish I had more people to come out to.
I know. We should be coming out to lots of people.
I know.
Guess what, Tian? I'm gay.
But I'm gay too.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
It's so much fun.
Look, if you've got a coming out story that you would like to share or even some advice for our listeners, please do send us a text. We are on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and we are very happy to be here tonight with our lovely guest, Kat. And welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. We are very happy to be here, aren't we?
We are, and we've got a very special guest,
Kat. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
Now, you've been sharing with us the fact that you've just come out to your mum.
Yes.
Just like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it was insane.
Yes, it was.
But it was good.
It was so good.
So good.
So good.
How long had you been wanting to tell her?
Oh, a fair while. Probably, since the start of the year, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you and your mum really close?
No, we're not. I think that was part of the issue. I felt like we don't ever really actually talk about anything. And so I felt like going from nothing to something, I guess, that was kind of quite intense was a bit scary.
Was the reason you don't talk a lot is because of the sort of the background fear that... You might let something slip or that she might figure it out? Is that sort of... Or not really?
No,
or,
it was... We just clash real bad.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
It goes away, though. As you get older, it's like, you know, my mum and I are like best friends. As you get older,
wow,
it's like, you just move on. It's like, you know what? I don't care. She's her. I'm me. It's all good. It's all cool. And just...
Do you have any off-the-cuff advice for people who might be sitting out there going, I don't want to tell my parents.
Wait until you feel comfortable doing it, definitely.
Don't push it.
Don't push it. I did have people saying, just do it. And I was like, I can't. Because if I had done it before I was comfortable, I think it would have done a bit of damage to me, I guess. So just wait till you're ready. But don't put it off. Set a date.
I like the fact that you set a date. I think that was really cool.
You put
cool.
it in your phone and I think that's cute. It's very organised. I like organisation.
I'm a very organised person.
You're a terrible person.
I like organisation.
it always is good to set a date on something, especially something huge like that.
Mm.
So do you know in your head who the next person is going to be that you're going to tell?
Not really, no. It's kind of just been, I think, happening a little bit more naturally now. Like, I don't force it to come up. But if someone asks me a question and to, like, answer honestly, I have to tell them. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. There are a few people who I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell them, like, actually be like, hey, we need to talk. but not, like, to the point where I'm like, this person's next and this person's next and this person. I'm just kind of going with the flow.
So. Yeah, that's really good.
Mm.
That's good. Well, you've got some support here from Mousy, who's saying that she's gay as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yes. You go.
High five.
Yeah.
I love how many gay people there are on gay radio.
I know. My God.
Such a coincidence.
I know.
It's bizarre, isn't it? Look, we have been joined in the studio tonight by the lovely Kat, who's sharing her journey of coming out. If you would like to share with us, you are more than welcome to. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. And what's coming up next, Basha?
We're going to be talking about the Vice Guide to Being a Lesbian.
Oh, I always needed a guide for that. Mm. I thought it was just as simple as sleeping with women, but apparently not.
No, there's a guide. A to Z.
We'll be back. Welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here and joined tonight by our lovely guest, Kat. Hello over there, Kat.
Hello.
You've been sharing your story of coming out to your mother.
Yes.
We were inspired.
Were you? I'm glad.
Yeah, we've just come out to the public as well.
Again.
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 I know. You just keep coming out of the closet,
you
know.
For the 29th time.
I know. Why not? Just a bit of fun.
I love coming out every week.
But if you have a question for Kat or, you know, you want some courage or some advice, please message in. What is the number?
It's 0427-JOY949. You can even email us if you feel like it or if you've run out of credit on air@joy.org.au.
Mm. Mm. Now we're going to talk about something you sent me at the beginning of the week.
I did.
The Vice Guide to Being a Lesbian. I didn't realise that there was a guide, but there is.
there is. Now, I found this on the internet, and I don't agree with a lot of stuff that it says, but I think it's actually quite funny because this person's clearly very angry at the
really?
Gay community.
Really? I never got that because I basically stopped at, I think, letter G, and I could not read anymore. And today I forced myself to read the rest of them because she angered me so much by letter G that I had to breathe and meditate before I could bring myself to read the rest. And so you're like, we're going to talk about this.
We need to explain this person has written the Vice Guide to Being a Lesbian, and it says here, and it says that it's by Vice staff, right?
Mm, so I don't know who they are.
A lot of people have probably written different parts. So they go through the alphabet A to Z, except they can't do Z because they couldn't think of anything that comes up with Z except maybe zucchini, and we all know what they're used for.
Dessert? Dinner?
Let's not talk about it.
All right, let's go.
Anyway, so they start off at A, and A is, are there any out there?
Yeah, are there any sane lesbians out there? Hot no, of course not. Spot a 9 at the dyke bar? Don't go to her because she's a fag hag. Go to the 4 who's sitting in the corner drinking Pinot from a plastic glass. Escort her home, have a good night, and then realise in the morning she's a 2.
Okay, so this woman's clearly very angry. I love the way that you're paraphrasing.
I am, because she's using a lot of colourful language, which I plan on not using.
I don't think talking about fingering someone is colourful language, but anyway. B, bisexuals.
Hold on, no, we've got to go back to A, because A really aggravated me, because she's basically saying, if you see a 9 in the bar, don't go up to her. Excuse me?
Go up to the 9.
You know those 7s, 8s and 9s standing in the corner alone? Are single, they're hot, and they want someone to talk to them. So go and talk to them, ladies. You're selling yourself short. If you want the 4, go for the 4. That's fine. There's 4s out there. Be happy with the 4. Don't then downgrade her to a 2 in the morning. Her skills may not have been that good, but you know.
And yeah, numbering people at all is just...
It is wrong.
But, it's wrong. It's but, very wrong.
But this angered me so much because I thought, what is that? Because she's basically saying that the 7s and 8s are crazy and that they will initial your name on their hand by the end of the evening. And I'm like, no, they won't. This is not true. Seriously.
It could be true. Mm. Everybody's got a little bit of crazy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know who she's hanging around with, but I don't want to meet them. And then she goes, let's go to
Melbourne.
Yeah, I don't think so. Let's go to B, because B really aggravated me as well.
Okay, this one is very annoying.
Really?
Very annoying, and this made me angry as well.
It's disrespectful,
it's
actually.
It's very disrespectful. It's basically, she's got bisexuals, and she's saying, she's saying not bisexuals, but bisexuals, and she's put it in those little, what are they, exclamation marks?
Yeah, I love that you're showing them, because that goes well over the radio.
I know.
But yeah, read the thing before I start getting angry.
To get a webcam in here. Anyway, she's saying, those lesbians who are too ashamed to admit their sexuality and force themselves to wank off some random dude every 4 months to prove they've still got what it takes to satisfy a male. Rude, inappropriate, unnecessary.
It is.
Your sexuality is just that, it's yours.
Exactly, and there's a lot of bisexual people out there who are quite happy with themselves and who don't want to stick to one type. Good for them.
I don't think anyone should stick to one type.
No.
You know, mix it up a little. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sorry, I'm in a committed relationship, by the way. Now, craziness. Lesbians are intense because they are women who have relationships with other women. I think we all knew that.
Oh, I didn't realise that that was the case.
Oh, something we don't know.
Oh, my God.
Depression. She's used D, depression. And I'm not really sure why, because I think it's a bit rude to, lump everybody in the depression category because they're gay.
Depression is slightly higher in the gay community.
Well, that's because society kind of sucks sometimes.
It doesn't accept us, yes, and makes it difficult for us to come out.
It is getting better.
It is getting better.
It is getting better.
And, yes, it does get better.
It does go. You are such a catchphrase tonight, aren't you?
I know.
All right.
Okay, E, she started to win me back over.
All right, Kat, can you read out E?
She's probably not reading that.
I'm getting you involved.
Yes, sure, I can. E is Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes, I love that lady. It says, when I feel low about being such a stereotype, I watch YouTube clips of Ellen. She is pretty hot for an older lesbian. She's really rich. She gets to hang out with famous people. Pretty much all of America loves her. And she does tons of cool stuff for the gay community.
I love that you paraphrased there.
See? Yes.
And you're yelling at me for doing that.
Whatever.
Whenever you start to think that all lesbians are angry and overweight, type her name into YouTube. She's a babe. She could maybe do with dressing slightly less like Justin Timberlake. And her sitcom wasn't very good, but she's still amazing. That's, I like the way she dresses.
Yeah.
See, her sitcom was all right, considering back in the 90s, that was pretty funny.
It was pretty good for
If you
90s.
Look at it now, okay, maybe it's dated a bit, but for its time, it wasn't bad. And she
all
was
things
under
date.
And yes. And she was under strict restrictions during that show. Yes, all things date. I love that they call her pretty hot for an old lesbian.
Now, something that we should mention is that,
her wife is Portia.
Rather attractive.
Rather attractive?
Rather attractive. Now, we should mention, not the wife, we already mentioned the wife, we should mention that as we're going through this, you know, she does every letter of the alphabet, and when she does them, she also says honourable mentions at the bottom. And for E, she's got erect nipples, envy, Ellen Page, eyeliner, the only makeup that lesbians think exist.
it's funny. Quite true, but yes.
F
is for?
Fingers.
Thank God we have 10. Hey, that's what's written here.
Okay, I do agree with this because she says, straight guys insist that lesbians can't have proper sex, but while your average dude is pumping frantically away at a woman practicing her Kegel exercises to fake the perfect orgasm, lesbians have worked on other less strenuous techniques. That is very true. If I do say so myself, and I do.
And gee, god awful clothes. Most lesbians dress halfway between Adam Lambert and a sporty magician.
That's not true.
That is not true.
That is not true.
Has she not watched an episode of The L Word? Seriously.
Gosh. We are stylish homos.
We are. I think we overstyle.
We go on to H, no hair, that's really NH, but anyway. I for incest. Lesbians are so eco that not only will you see us out in actual clubs with over-the-shoulder hemp bags, we've also learned how to recycle girlfriends.
That can be true. Read what she's written next, though.
The community is a little dodgy.
No, she says that if we were able to procreate, that their children would look like Gollum because of the incest. So that's quite funny. And honourable mention, IKEA.
Honourable mention, IKEA.
Of course.
I like it.
Jay, jealousy.
Jealousy, there is a lot of that. Honourable mentions in here. Jane Lynch, jail. She used to fantasise about going to jail when she was younger to meet lesbians because she didn't know where they actually existed. Jodie Foster, JD Sampson, juice, cranberry for cystitis, Jeeps, and Jesse J. We move on to KD Lang.
Okay. L, lesbian deathbed syndrome.
Honourable mentions there. Lips, lipstick lesbians. Lesbians that look like Justin Bieber. Lip service, lesbian lap, LaRue, Lady Sovereign, Lesbos and Lesbos.
And then M is for moving in together.
Lesbians,
you know,
do that.
They
right
don't do
away.
That at all. Second date, you know, the U-Haul.
I U-Hauled. I'm okay with that.
You didn't actually U-Haul, but, you know, it was your house. But anyway.
Okay, well, Nat U-Hauled.
Yeah, it's all right. Oh, the next one. I'm sure you're going to mention the next one.
Nails? Yeah, you and your long fingernails, Barsha.
I'm getting them done tomorrow. I'm getting a manicure tomorrow.
Look, we're gonna race through them. You've got O for old school lesbians, P for pride, Q for Queen Latifah, because everybody thinks she's gay, apparently. I don't know where that came from. R for rampant rabbit, because dildos are a lesbian's best friend. Not true. S for strap-ons, they are a lesbian's best friend. T for tattoos, a lesbian's birthmark.
I like the next one. U for undercuts.
Every lesbian, it seems these days, has an undercut. I have an undercut.
I know. Kat and I don't.
Okay.
No.
You guys are just cooler than me.
Totally.
Definitely. Oh, I wonder what V's going to be.
Vagina.
Oh, I didn't see that one coming.
Honourable mentions, Virginia Woolf, violence, vodka, vaginas and veganism. Well, that's true. W is for wanking, which everyone's a fan of. X is for X-rated lesbians. Y is you're such a dick when you're drunk. A lot of lesbians do need to lay off.
Yes,
alcohol.
That is very true. A lot of them shouldn't drink.
Z is for zen.
Yeah, it says here, once upon a time, you know, when you're old and you've slept with all your friends, you fought your way out with all your cats, you can go into a retirement village with aging lesbians and spend the afternoon baking brownies and having tea parties. Well, that's just lovely. God, I really don't want to go there.
I like this bit. Finally, as your memory loss kicks in and your vagina dries out, you'll achieve zen-like calm. You've earned it, brave soldier. Surviving the queer community.
Yes,
it sounds like a pretty good... It sounds pretty good, actually.
Some of them were funny, but some of them, I must say, were quite offensive. And we do not agree with a lot of the ones we read out. So
I don't think we could get arrested.
No, because they're just wrong.
Oh, dear. Look, we're getting towards the end of it, Nilly. It's 18 to 12. You are with Tian Basha and our very special guest, Kat. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Please do send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. And let us know if you've got anything to add to the guide to being a lesbian. Anything ridiculous, really. We'd enjoy it. And welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. We are rounding out our show, but of course we've got a couple of things to come. We have been talking tonight with the lovely Kat. Hello over there.
Hello.
How was it?
Good.
Was it exciting?
It was so exciting. I envy you guys.
You shouldn't envy us, really. We're actually quite dull in real life.
You can do the Taste of Radio course and you can come and join us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it means every Thursday you'll have to be up this late, and that's not good for anyone.
No.
You get a little bit nutty after a while. Now, of course, we were also talking about the Vice Guide to Being a Lesbian. Most of it completely inappropriate and stupid, but we did enjoy it, so it was okay. And now,
well, I just got a message from Travis from Lost Gay Melbourne.
Oh, hello, Travis.
And he's thanking us for he thought he knew a lot about lesbians, but now he knows a whole lot more.
We didn't even get into the dirty stuff.
I know. There's a guide to being gay as well in there, so for the men.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite offensive as well.
Oh, lovely. We are going to be posting links to all of these on our Facebook site. You can find that by going to joy.org.au and linking up with us on our page.
Yes, you can.
At joy.org.au. One more time. joy.org.au. Just in case you missed it the first two times.
And then just look for us.
And look for us. Yeah. That's usually, you know, helpful.
It is helpful. So now we're going to talk about this article. So I was reading this article in the Herald Sun recently.
I can't believe this was in the Herald Sun, but okay.
Oh, it's in their health and fitness sort of section.
They have a health and... Okay, go on. Yeah, sorry.
I know. And, it's a sexologist, so you ask her questions. And this young man has written to her saying, "How can I overcome my fear of sex?" So he's a 27-year-old male virgin.
Can I just interject? I know this is a lesbian show, or it's bookmarked as one, but you know, this is a very important topic, and I feel like we need to share it, and that's why I was cool with it.
Yeah.
And I hope that any lesbians are listening are okay with that. And if you're not,
I'm sure they are.
Feel free to send us an email explaining why.
We also
why,
have bi listeners.
We'll look at that. Yeah. There you go.
And and some
we
of
like
the advice she
everyone.
Gives could be used for women as well.
Yeah.
But she's not pertaining all her advice in regards to men. So there could be 27-year-old female virgins out there who'd like to sleep
with
a woman.
I'm sure there are actually a lot of people out there who are older and have not lost their virginity.
I'm sure there are. So anyway, he's talking about the fact that he's 27 and as he's getting older, he's finding that the more he gets into getting into a relationship with someone and getting to have sex with them, he's starting to freak out and his brain is going overtime and he's trying to avoid these situations. Now she's trying to give him some advice on this. So she's telling him that this is quite normal and that it's actually probably better because he's quite mature now as opposed to, you know, when you're young and dumb and don't really know what sex is and, you know, all that. I'm paraphrasing. She didn't say that. She's a doctor. But, so she's sort of advising him that, you know, this is a good thing. But the reason I brought up the article was because she's introduced him to go and get this app, Exploring Women's Sex. So I went and got this app.
And it's available on iTunes.
It is. And I must say I felt it was overpriced.
She's playing with her phone right now.
I'm just trying to get it because it opens up and it has the illustrated clitoris.
So, illustrated clitoris.
Yes. And so you have this lovely diagram with little things in there. So it has all the words and the terms and stuff. It's great. Then you have little notes. So you have different words that you can look up. So you have vagina and ejaculation and the G-spot and hood of the clitoris and the inner lips and the outer lips. And she's giving you little definitions and explaining to you where they are and what they are.
So, and there's a series of pictures. I had a brief look at it the other
night. Yes, there are a series of pictures.
With little, you know, lines drawn to them that say what they are. And it's all very fascinating. I didn't even know I had some of those bits.
Well, there you go.
Like,
oh, no.
I have that? That's weird.
But, yeah. And then she's got the turn-on tips.
She has turn-on tips.
Okay. She has 10 turn-on tips. And I was reading those and, yeah, I was laughing because some of them were just bad. And then she, of course, has the quiz. Now, she has the fun quiz, which I got 10 out of 10 for. Thank God. I was so scared that I'd fail the quiz. And then how do I call myself a female and a lesbian if I fail the quiz, you know? But, yes, it turns out I got 10 out of 10 and was told that women should enjoy my company or something like that. I'm like, well, thanks. I didn't need to have that affirmation, but okay. But then she has the serious quiz. And she gets into a little bit more detail and asks you actually the technical terms and things for stuff.
Oh.
So it was an interesting app. I felt I overpaid for the app. But then I guess I'm not coming from a perspective of having no knowledge. So if you're coming from a perspective of having no knowledge, then probably a good app to have. But if you have some understanding of the parts and where things are and what things are, probably not the best thing for you to get.
Yeah. I think I feel like I need to just come over the top of this whole thing and just say, you know, sex
nice
is...
Nice choice of words.
Thank you. Sex is not about reading a book and knowing where everything is and knowing that you've got the right technique and all the rest of it. Sex is about two people that, you know, feel something for each other, whether it be love or lust, and that they come together and they want to explore that and act it out.
Yes.
In a natural way. Now, be it whether you're gay or you're straight, man, female, trans, bi, doesn't matter what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is two people coming together,
yep,
sometimes more than two, and experimenting the way that they need to, you know. It's not about knowing where all the, you know, left, rights and, you know, oblongs are.
I think her main reasoning for this was to get him to see these areas and basically get familiar with them so he's maybe not as scared or stressed as he is because he's probably in his head a lot.
Well, I hope he's not watching porn because that is a gross misrepresentation.
She's actually said to him in here not to.
Yes.
That it's not real.
It's not.
But my only problem with this was that she's not focused on anything else. So she's only focused on the vagina and that area, so the basic pelvic area. She hasn't focused on any other part of the body.
Okay.
Which is
I
sort
see
of
where
wrong.
You're going.
So that's where I got a bit irritated with her. And, you know, the fact is that I think anyone would be okay with sleeping with someone who hasn't had sex before if they're that much older. And if you're an understanding partner, why are you laughing? But it's true. You were saying you were agreeing with me like this before, right?
Yeah.
If you're an understanding partner and you are okay with that, then you just take them through the journey, don't you?
At the end of the day, that's the advice that she gives. She says it's also important to understand that the best learning will happen with a caring partner who is as excited to start this world of discovery with you as you are. As for finding the right person, you'll know when you're comfortable telling them you're a virgin and their response should be respectful and enthusiastic about sharing the wonderful world of sex with you.
So, yes.
She sums it up.
She has. So hopefully he's got some advice and he's actually...
I want to know if anyone out there has any really juicy apps that I should download that are kind of dirty. Feel free to share. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. We're nearing the end of it.
We are.
We are. Welcome back here with Basha and Tiana. Very special guest Kat is in the studio, of course. This is our show, Lay Link. It has been a rocking evening.
It has. And we got a lovely message from Travis who's saying he thought zucchinis were used for cooking.
In some households.
Yes.
There's a whole world of fruit and vegetables out there, kids. Now, we, of course, have had a very good guest in the studio tonight. Kat, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your story.
Oh, it's fun. I had fun.
I'm glad.
And I'm glad you sound so happy. I love it. Oh, I'm so contagious. Happy.
Please come again.
Yay. Okay. It was great having you here.
Totally. Yes. Will. Okay, cool.
And of course, thank you to the lovely people who have texted in tonight, especially Travis out there, who is blazing trails with these amazing groups that are discovering the lost cities, lost gay cities of Australia. Yes. I'm loving it. And New Zealand.
Yes.
It's been brilliant. And of course, it's always, you know, good to read something weird in the Herald Sun.
I know. But it was advice to a male virgin, and this lady was helping him out. And of course, your A to Z on
advice guide to being a lesbian.
Yeah, I didn't realise I needed a guide, but there you
neither
go.
Neither did I. You learn something new every day, don't you? It has been a pleasure to be with you all tonight, and we hope to see you again next week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.